You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. He keeps giving me the sign. We are back, and we are better than ever. We've got more Freed on Business, and it is now time for the CCIM voice. We've got Elias Patsalos, I've only known the guy for a year, is a new team member for the commercial real estate firm Casal Group out in Miami. He's a member of the Miami District Board of Governors for the CCIM. That's the Certified Commercial Investment Member. He's got that certification, and he specializes in industrial properties in greater Miami area. He concentrates in the cities of Doral and Medley. His extensive experience in landlord and tenant representation sets him apart, and we're going to talk about the impact the CCIM has had on his business and also some of his views on the Miami real estate market. Welcome, Elias. Sorry about the butchering I keep doing on your name.
Jim, no worries about that. I know my name can be confusing at times, but I want to take a moment and thank you for inviting me to your show. I'm privileged, and I'm looking forward to our conversation.
Oh, man, you're the greatest. Pay that guy his $5 right now. Now, Elias, tell me a little bit about what the CCIM's done for you. You came to Miami about 10 years ago to go to school. Tell us a little bit.
Correct. The CCIM, starting as a younger broker, I can say that is a great certification to perceive. For the reason is just you get to network with the senior brokers, and you get to learn the language of commercial real estate, which obviously it definitely benefits, and you can service your clients. You can learn from it. You can see how the deals are happening, and all the good stuff that come up with the certification of CCIM.
You know, the most important thing you said to me was you learn all the language and terminology, because real estate has its own language and terminology, and unless you're a thesaurus like I am, you really need some time to get used to it. Young gentleman in our office, great real estate family, all kinds of experience, English major, didn't know any of the terminology in real estate, came in, took him a little while to get to learn that. Now, what are some of the other things that your CCIM has helped you bring to the table, Elias?
Some of the other things that the CCIM helped me, being, again, a junior broker, is the different tools that they give you. For example, they have the investment spreadsheet that we have, and it gets updated about once a quarter, and from there you can run some lease comparative analysis, lease versus purchase, and some other investment analysis for your clients. In addition, we have the CCIM Connect, where you can ask a question about the deal that is going on, and from there you access the community of CCIM all over the country. Also, furthermore, we have the CCIM Deal Share, where I can send my haves and wants and find off-the-market deals about my clients through the whole CCIM.
Well, that's great.
Community.
That's great. So, Elias, then, you use it to find deals. You use it also to get advice, because one of the things that I always found is very important to be able to add is your intellectual capital. And so it sounds to me like your CCIM experience has helped you build intellectual capital that you can bring to the table to service your clients.
Absolutely, Jim. As a matter of fact, I wanted to add something else on that. It happened that I had a client that needed an industrial space, for example, in Mexico, Torreon, or in Colombia, Barranquilla. And we also have a website that is called the findthecicim.com. And from there, you can select a CCIM that is a local expert throughout the world, pretty much.
Wow. So, a lot of people join these big companies to be part of the network. But it sounds to me like you found a way to be an entrepreneur and still be part of a network and bring the entrepreneurial values and the real estate network to the table for your clients.
Absolutely. I'm very excited to be part of the CCIM community. I got my certification a couple of years ago, and last year I was fortunate to be voted on the board as one of the young members.
Well, that's great, because I know that the CCIMs reach out to young people through a lot of their programs, including their college programs that they have here in town with FIU.
Absolutely. And as a matter of fact, I listened to your last show with Frank Rodriguez and Steve Moreira, and they briefly spoke about the University Alliance with FIU, and I'm also excited to be part and just bring some more knowledge about the CCIM community to the FIU students.
Well, mentorship is a big part of it, and you talked about how some of the senior CCIMs are mentoring you, and they brought you on the board as a young rep, which I guess means that they're investing a lot of time and energy into helping you become a mentor for other young people.
Absolutely. I would love to help any young brokers out there, and I'm also committed to be part of that movement and help out and mentor any young brokers coming into the CCIM family.
Oh, you're such a terrific guy. Listen, I wish that we had more time to talk about the CCIM, but I also want to give you a chance to show your knowledge base about the Doral and Medley markets. They seem to me to be interrelated, much the same way that the Design District, Wynwood, and Little River are interrelated. As prices go up, people move to a lower-cost provider, or as space is absorbed and becomes scarcer, they look for a new market. Is that what's going on in Doral and in Medley?
Yes, Jim, absolutely. Talking to clients and my tenants, as the time goes by, we're pushing the rates closer to the high nines, and you know, obviously some of the companies they cannot pay the
wow, the
high
nine
rates.
Handle. I can remember when they didn't think they could break the four handle.
Actually, a year ago we were a dollar less, you know, in Airport West, and some of the newer parks like Transfer Park, actually they're pushing the rates up to the low tens.
Wow, what's doing that? Is it? Oh, I'll bet I know. What's going on with retail and industrial? Is that driving it a little bit?
Absolutely. For example, if you see the Amazon deal that happened, 300,000 square foot, the Airport West of the Turnpike, as the e-commerce is growing, all these big box retailers, they're looking for industrial space so they can get more cubic feet out of their storage.
Oh, well, you know, that's interesting. Cubic feet versus square feet. You mentioned cubic feet. How do they do it? Do they do it by volume or do they do it by square feet of the ground? What do they look for?
Well, they pretty much look to utilize the height. So if you're, for example, on a 10,000 square foot industrial space right now with 20 foot clear, you can use the same amount of cubic feet if you stack your pallets all the way 30 feet and actually use a smaller 6,000 or 7,000 square foot space.
Well, that's really technical, but let me kind of break it down. So what you're telling me is that the same square footage, if it's got a higher ceiling, you're going to be able to get more rate, which maybe that's why you can get 9 instead of 6.
Absolutely. And you're actually saving, you're paying a little bit more on the rate, but you have less square feet. So at the end of the day, it's cost savings for those companies.
Well, they must be more efficient.
Absolutely.
So what other trends are you seeing out in Doral and in Medley that people can take advantage of?
Well, at the moment, you know, Doral is pretty scarce when it comes to industrial space. We are about 5% vacancy in the whole Miami-Dade, and there are some, you know, speculations that Doral is actually close to 3.5%, and Medley close to 4%. And you know, as time goes by, we're running out of space, and construction is hard for them to catch up with the demand.
Wow.
And, I believe even moving next year, they're going to be a little bit of an extra push of the rates higher.
Wow. And with gas prices a little bit lower, are people looking to Broward as an alternative?
There are some speculations as we're running, developers are running out of space in Doral. Maybe later on they will be able to discuss with the city and open the UDB west of the Turnpike or north of Medley. And, you know, there's still some costume build going on there in Medley and west on the Turnpike. Possibly you could say they can even move to Broward.
Okay. And we've only got a couple more minutes left. Why don't you tell us how people can find you at Casal, phone numbers, websites, give a high five and a shout out to the folks there, all the good stuff you really want to do.
Yes. So you can go to the website and just use casal.com, CASAL.com. You can call me at 305-804-9154.
Hold on, go a little slower. Say it again.
I'm going to repeat that. You can call me at 305-804-9154.
Well done.
Or you can go to our website, casal.com, and from there you can find some more information about us and what we do in the Airport West market.
Well, Elias, I really want to thank you for coming out here, being the CCIM voice, humbling me on my inability to pronounce your name for like 62 different times. I'm going to try it again. Elias Pat, I got to put my glasses on. Pat Salos.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God. I got it right. Thank you. Oh, now you can go. I finally got your name. Elias, thank you so much for putting up with my trite humor today. I want to thank you so much for bringing great information. And we have never talked on the show about volume and cubic height. So I want to thank you for bringing that concept to our listeners today.
Thank you, Jim. Again, it's been a pleasure to be here. You're doing an excellent job. Keep doing what you're doing.
Oh, my gosh. I'm blushing, which means we got to go to break. We'll be back with Johnny Social Media 305 if he ever gets here. Johnny, pedal faster. Back after this with Social Media 305.